This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. The number here, if you want to join in, whether you want to talk about the Afghanistan withdrawal, cryptocurrency, whatever happens to be on your mind. Coming up, we get a chance. Aria, you're going to talk about NASA is apparently targeting an asteroid.
Yeah, evidently there's some asteroid with some decent chances, like 1 in 1,700 of hitting the Earth. And obviously, it probably isn't based on those odds, but they're going to use it to try some Armageddon-style
as in the
stuff.
Movie.
Yes, and
with Bruce Willis.
Deflect its path.
Well, Joa was saying, I think it was Thursday, that there's some person that claims to be from the future on
yeah.
TikTok.
Ridiculous.
And they said that on August 11th, we were supposed to have an alien visit the Earth, and it was supposed to have jumped onto our planet from an asteroid.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just running behind.
We looked at that particular account, and it's absolutely laughable that anyone would take it seriously.
If they've already been wrong, why would anyone continue to be
wrong?
Exactly.
On more than one occasion.
It's just like QAnon. I don't understand people who fall for these.
True believers. I mean, they just, whatever the excuses are, they believe whatever the excuses are, and they just go on looking for the next prediction. So Joe Biden made a speech today. He's standing behind his decision, as he should, to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. Of course, as we pointed out before, it's pretty ugly because, well, it's the government, and they just don't care about the people who spent the last 20 years working for them and trying to help them.
No, and as Biden pointed out, I mean, it was always going to be ugly, whether we did this 10 years ago or 10 years from now or even 100 years from now. It was always going to end badly.
Well, I mean, it would have been nice if they'd have done something for the people that actually helped them out there, like, oh, I don't know, brought enough of the cargo planes to actually haul them all out of there and get them to safety, maybe give them green cards or whatever so they could come into the United States. But no,
well, you're thinking,
that didn't happen.
Yeah, you're not thinking like a sociopath.
Right.
And you've got to remember, these people who make these decisions, they are sociopaths.
Yeah, you cannot trust these people. So people are literally grabbing a hold of these airplanes as they're taking off. And they're falling off from great heights, and it's quite horrifying. There's video of that stuff online right now. Anyway, Biden said he'd rather take criticism over the fallout than pass the decision of how and when to withdraw the troops to another U.S. president. He said the decision to leave Afghanistan is the right one for America because keeping a U.S. presence there was no longer a U.S. national security interest.
It never was.
Yeah, whenever was it? I mean, that's what you were sort of getting at, Bonnie, earlier when you were quoting your father, who is a military guy. That he said something like he was supporting the continuation of troops in Afghanistan because we'll be quote unquote wide open if the United States doesn't stay.
I'm not sure if he means that. Yeah, he thinks that it will cause turmoil somehow.
Well, what it sounds like he's suggesting there is that we, meaning the United States, the people, would be wide open to attack.
Yeah, he said this
in the United States
about a month ago too. Like whenever Biden first started saying he was going to do it, he was like, "Look, I know that you libertarians think it's a good idea, and trust me, I don't like war either. I've been to war, but this is going to leave us wide open." I was like, "Please stop talking."
They won't be wide open
in
Afghanistan.
They do have Blackhawks now.
Well, but they won't be wide open in Afghanistan because they won't be there. And I don't see how the Taliban taking over the, you know, presidential offices and cities in Afghanistan is going to be any sort of an increased threat to any kind of terrorism here in the United States.
No, if anything, it seems like it would decrease the terror threat.
Because they got what they wanted.
Yeah.
Well, right? I think I kind of remember what he said. I think he said that China is going to move in on Afghanistan.
But good,
like,
let
I
China
just don't
handle
care.
That mess for 20 years.
Yeah, what's China going to do in Afghanistan? I mean, it just, whatever. I mean, but look what happened to the Soviets in Afghanistan. The Soviet Union fell. I looked it up last night. I was like, well, how long did it take between the Soviets leaving Afghanistan?
We talked about that a bit last night, and we didn't know the real answer to that either.
I looked it up. It was less than 2 years.
Hmm.
It was like January of 1989 when they left, and it was 1991 December when the Soviet Union fell.
Okay.
Now, I would love to be optimistic and say the same thing will happen here.
Man, it's not unlikely. Look what they're doing to the currency.
Mm.
I mean, look at the lockdowns and all of this nonsense and the New Hampshire drive for secession that's ongoing right now. It's
independence.
Independence.
For independence.
Yes.
Well, not if they steal everyone's Bitcoin.
But I'm going to keep calling it secession because I don't care if people find it jarring. It's going to fail anyway. But
you can just Google the definition.
For the website, I would use independence.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. I don't remember where I was going to go with that. But if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160, that's the number. I just don't believe that the Taliban, which has, you know, they've been around for the last 20 years. Obviously, they've been, you know, here and there throwing out an IED and fighting on occasion or whatever was required to.
Rich pointed out last night that their tactic was actually brilliant. You know, just wait out the U.S. government. They'll get bored, but they'll run out of money, and they'll just return to power when the U.S. government gets bored or there's enough political pressure to withdraw or whatever. And it worked phenomenally.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I was talking about. The whole death of the empire. Some people are heralding this withdrawal as the end of the U.S. empire. And I appreciate...
Are they saying that like it's a bad thing?
No, like it's a good thing.
Okay, good.
And I appreciate their optimism. I just wish I could believe in it. I wish I could believe that the U.S. government would crumble as the communists did in Soviet Union after they left Afghanistan. But I don't think it'll be like that. And here's why. Because the United States isn't communist. As socialist as it is, and it is quite socialist, it's not the same as the commies, right? Like, we got more freedom in the marketplace, relatively, as compared to the communists of the Soviet
Union.
It's
corporatism more than it is communism, yeah.
It is, but, you know, you can still go out there and, like, start your own business if you have enough money to do so. You can still go out there.
And if you get all of their approvals and their licenses and you abide all their regulations.
It's that's socialism, it is, ultimately. But it's not full-on Russian-style communism. So I think there's more economic strength in the United States that's not been, you know, completely decimated. There still is. This was actually a discussion I was having this morning with one of my the roommates. You know, he was saying that, it's hyperinflation. You know,
Well, not yet.
Well, that was what I was saying. It's not quite. You know, we're not there yet.
You
don't have the problem where you walk like you might in Venezuela, where you walk into a bar, buy a beer, and by the time you're done drinking it, the price of the beer's gone up.
Right.
So then when you buy the next beer, you're paying more. That's not happening here.
Hyperinflation is like hundreds of percents, thousands of percents inflation.
Over a year's time.
Yeah, this is like high inflation, and it's higher than I think the U.S. has ever had.
I don't know if it's ever, but it's like tops for, you know, the last 20 years. But then again, you can only really go by the numbers that the government's putting out, or you can look at other things like manufacturers are saying, I forget which company it was, but, you know, major manufacturers saying their costs are up over 7%. So that's an
indicator.
Which
means their prices will be up over 7%.
They're going to raise their prices. Of course, they have to. Yeah. Or they're going to cut the quantities down. But they've slimmed down these products so much. Bonnie and I were shopping just yesterday at one of the local grocers. And I'm like, I remember when a container of orange juice was 64 ounces. They're down to like 52 and a half.
I swear bread loaves are way smaller than they were when I was a kid,
too. I bet they don't have as many slices.
Like, you know, the super seed one I'm always getting? It's like this long.
Yep. That's
and it runs
long.
Out so fast.
I also remember that drinks that you buy at a convenience store, they used to be 20-ounce standard, and they were like $1.09 or something like that. But now 16.9 ounces is standard, and that's the pint, so it's a smaller amount.
Yep.
But the price is also like $1.89.
Some beers are 11 ounces instead of 12.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Or 11.2 or
something
like that.
They've also invented the stupid tiny little 8-ounce soda cans. Yep. I don't even drink soda, but I would feel embarrassed about walking around with one of those little tiny things.
The yogurts. You cannot find a yogurt less than most. I have to take this back.
You
did finally find one. I was so excited about it. Bonnie will tell you how excited I was about this yogurt. But it's been years since I've seen an 8-ounce tub of yogurt on the shelf. They're all gone. They went down to like 6, and then they went to 5.3, and I've seen some of them at 4 now. I mean, this is like one scoop. You take two bites, and it's done. It's ridiculous. So they can't slim down the products much more. Prices are going to go up. The number here is 603-283-6160. But that said, the entire world, or a good chunk of it, is using the dollar. And so there's a, you know, when they inflate the currency, they're hitting everybody out there, not just...
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working. We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open if you want to join in here, 603-283-6160. We were talking about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and I do want to come back to that because Ron Paul has weighed in. I think, and it's a relatively short piece that he wrote over at the Mises Institute, published today. So we'll share that with you coming
20
up.
20 years ago, he said that it was a bad idea.
And then 10 years later, he said, this is still a bad idea. And now he's, well, we'll read it.
Imagine if he had been president. Now, the man's not perfect, but he probably would have ended this war a little bit sooner.
I believe that he would. And I tend to believe that, you know, power corrupts. But Ron Paul was an elected person and showed that he was able to resist the corrupting influence of power, which is a rare trait in a human being. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
But just a moment ago, we were talking about inflation and the end of the empire, because some people are heralding the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan as a win for the Taliban, and arguably it is.
But they didn't lose. I don't know that they won.
Right.
They just sort of had to wait until the U.S. tired itself out, and then the U.S. left.
I would say they won because they got a hold of the spoils. Like, they got the presidential palace. And by the way, there's a report apparently out of Russia.
Didn't they have one before 2001 anyway? Didn't they have a president?
I don't know.
They surely had some sort of official government building that they resided in.
Who knew anything about the Taliban before 2001, unless you actually lived under their, you know, their knife?
Good point.
Right? And there's plenty of other thugs all around the planet, you know, these African warlords, for instance, that are dominating all kinds of people there. There's plenty of, you know, goons around the planet that are restricting people's freedom. I mean, not just China, but there's a ton of these people all over the world. Why is Afghanistan so important? Why is that the place that 20 years was spent and trillions or whatever, hundreds of billions or whatever the total was on this was?
Iraq isn't far behind. It's at 7 to 18 years this year.
Mm.
So,
wow.
Been in Iraq quite a while, too. Will we be in Iraq longer than Afghanistan?
Well, I've never been, so I'm not in Iraq. You mean the U.S. government?
I do.
Yeah. And that's a good question, too. Like, hey, Biden, why not withdraw from Iraq as well? I mean, what's the reason for staying there? What's the excuse? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, if he has the same answer for, I mean, if he has that answer for Afghanistan, why isn't it the same answer for Iraq? That's what just makes me think that he's a liar.
The Iraq war will be 20 years old before Biden leaves office. So if he doesn't want to pass a war 3 decades onto the next president, he has to end the war in Iraq.
Of course he's a liar.
He is.
So
a little evil, beady-eyed, demented
warmonger
liar.
Sicko. Biden described the images coming out of Afghanistan, especially the airport, as gut-wrenching, including video of Afghans clinging to an Air Force plane and running alongside it as it prepared to take off, and then subsequently clinging onto it as it took off, and then falling, you know, to their deaths. That happened. He didn't admit the U.S. fault in how the drawdown was executed, and after batting away the notion of a rapid Taliban takeover when questioned a little over a month ago, Biden acknowledged Monday that, quote, the truth is, this did unfold more quickly than we anticipated. Yeah, like, less than a week. Some people are saying it took him a day.
In the grand scheme of things, I think it was really 3 weeks, but a day is appropriate, considering that it was obvious that they were going to win within a day.
So people are saying this is the end of the U.S. empire. And, well, obviously that's not true because there's still hundreds of U.S. military bases all around the planet right now.
The Soviet Union, as you pointed out, took 2 years to fall.
It did.
So maybe the U.S. will take 2 years to fall.
Well, you mean after leaving Afghanistan.
Yes. The talk of the empire ending just makes it scarier to be here in the United States. I don't really want to be.
Because they're going to be cracking down here.
Yeah.
I see it as an opportunity. You know, I don't want to be cracked down on by the American Empire, but
too late for that.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I consider myself.
They held you at gunpoint.
They did.
And I think you were naked, right?
I was wearing a pair of underwear.
Yeah.
So basically.
Yeah. Didn't leave much to the imagination, I imagine.
Well, I was also wearing a blanket. Right.
Oh, okay.
Because it was cold. It was like early March.
Yeah. Outside.
So I was wearing a blanket. That was sort of what caused the issue, was they wanted me to put my hands up, and I refused to because that would have caused the blanket to fall.
Wow.
And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. They said, well, we're telling you to. Well, I'm not doing it. And I didn't. So small victory.
I wish
maybe my little
Yeah, I wish the empire would end, because, you know, then our court case would go away. but I wish it would end for other reasons. I would have wanted it to end before March 16th, before the raid, because the government...
But we've been advocating secession for well longer than that.
Absolutely. And that is a solution to get out from under... Because I don't disagree that the empire is going to end. I agree with that, because all empires do. The question is, how long can they kick the can down the road? And I think they can kick it down the road for a ways. I mean, maybe I want to be wrong about this, because people didn't see the end
of
the Soviet
Union.
Not
with the rise of China. I don't think they can. I think it's like 2025 where China was supposed to overtake the U.S. economically.
Well, how would that matter?
Then the U.S. loses its position as the most powerful economy in the world, and it probably will lose its position as the reserve currency, because the Chinese currency would be stronger.
So you think the countries would start selling their oil for the yen?
Most likely, for the best currency that they could get.
That could be, but still, that's probably a little ways off. I mean, it ain't going to be in the next 2 years.
Well, it's 2025.
That happens.
So, 4 years-ish? And, I mean, I'm going off an estimate that I read about, like, 6 or 7 years ago. I don't know what the current forecast for China's economic growth is. And even then, it's just a forecast, right?
Yes, she does. Ari is a time traveler.
The world reserve currency is a pretty, you know... pretty big status to have. There's no doubt about that. But look at what happened in Venezuela, where they've just been ravaging that economy and ravaging those people to the point where they can't even get more than two meals a day in a lot of cases.
But in the U.S., we still have guns.
And we're fat. There's some fat people in the United States, and in Venezuela, they're losing weight every single year. So we're sitting pretty as far as, you know, we're comfy. We got all kinds of wealth that we can tap into. We got all kinds of food here. We're throwing away a ton of food every single day in the United States.
I think people will find out, though, if the U.S. loses its reserve currency status, that all of that's an illusion. There actually isn't any wealth to tap into other than the USD. And the only reason they can tap into that is because it's the world's reserve currency. So sure, right now the government can just keep selling off treasury notes or whatever to the Fed, but eventually that's going to come to a head.
I don't disagree with you, but I think that they have more tricks up their sleeve than, you know, 'cause again, Venezuela, they're hungry. And the government there is still in charge. Maduro is still fat and sitting in charge of that country.
Because he's feeding the soldiers.
I have a serious question.
They're going to feed them here, too.
If the countries with oil would just start selling to China, if the yen got more powerful than the dollar, then why don't they just start selling for Bitcoin or something?
Is it the yen or the yuan?
Yuan.
I think it's the yuan.
Japan is the yen.
Why don't they start selling for Bitcoin? Probably because Bitcoin isn't stable enough. I mean, that's the number one reason why...
Don't you think it would be if, like, some countries started taking it for oil?
No, because Bitcoin hasn't found its mark yet.
But I think whatever country did that would be making a good decision.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, there's a lot of cryptocurrency options out there that they could utilize, but all of them, with the exception of the so-called stable coins, are relatively unstable as far as their price is concerned. And when you're dealing with something that, you know, doesn't have much of a profit margin on it, then it can be tricky.
BSV is pretty stable.
BSV?
It always stays the same price.
I don't know about that. More
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is conceding the situation in Afghanistan fell apart faster than the U.S. expected. Speaking from the White House, Biden stood by his decision to withdraw, even as the Taliban effectively took control of the capital city of Kabul. President Biden saying the buck stops with him, but blaming his predecessor and the Afghans as well.
When I came into office, I inherited a deal that President Trump negotiated with the Taliban. Under his agreement, U.S. forces would be out of Afghanistan by May 1, 2021. Afghanistan political leaders gave up and fled the country. The Afghan military collapsed, sometime without trying to fight.
At least seven people are dead after Afghans rushed the tarmac of the Kabul airport following the Taliban's takeover. USA Radio News. A cell phone provider is investigating a possible data breach.
Vice First reporting claims of a data breach involving T-Mobile customers. The company says they're investigating a claim on an online forum which says the personal data of over 100 million users has been breached. T-Mobile saying we are aware of claims made in an underground forum and have been actively investigating their validity. The hacker telling Vice that the data came from T-Mobile's servers, including social security numbers, phone numbers, names, physical addresses, and driver's license information. The hacker is reportedly holding some of the data for ransom. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
High school students getting ready for college are paying attention to the cost of their higher education. A new survey revealed 4 in 10 say cost is the most important factor when it comes to deciding where they'll attend school. 6 in 10 students heading to college said the way they look at higher education changed due to the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, you can do that. The number is 603-283-6160. Is this the end of the U.S. Empire? Their loss in Afghanistan? I wish I could believe it. I really want to. But I don't.
I don't know if I believe it. But I'm going to stay positive and hope for the best.
Me too. I mean, look, no one saw the end of the Soviet Union coming. It came on quick. Same thing's true with the, I mean, maybe some people inside the Soviet Union could have predicted it, but most people didn't see it happening. Same thing's true with the fall of the Berlin Wall. People did not see that coming down in the way that it did. So
I'm sure that's the case with most empires. I mean, did anyone see the fall of the Roman Empire coming?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure in hindsight we look back and go, it was obvious.
Right.
But, and so, it's going to be obvious when the world looks back on the American Empire's collapse at some point. They're like, oh, well, it was obvious this was not going to work. What were they thinking?
I mean, I was hoping Trump would be the last U.S. president, but no, we've got another one. Maybe Biden will be the last U.S. president. That would be nice.
That would be the most fitting end to the American experiment I could possibly. Let's have him up there just talking like he's still
this
the president.
Confused old guy.
Yeah. Just issuing decrees to an empire that has totally collapsed. He's no longer in charge of anything. Just let him have the Oval Office, sit there signing executive orders while about kid stroking his leg hair, the most fitting into the American empire I could imagine.
I didn't watch the speech today, but there's obviously some excerpts here in this AP story about his speech where he's saying he's behind his Afghanistan decision to withdraw the troops. And whoever wrote the speech was on point as far as, you know, what he delivered. He said, "American troops cannot and should not be fighting the war and dying in a war that Afghan forces are not willing to fight for themselves."
Hey, Biden, now apply that to all of the other wars like Syria and Iraq and Libya and Yemen.
But he won't. Noting how the Afghan army had surrendered to the Taliban. And he makes a good point there. I mean, again, he's right about this thing.
They did surrender.
So Biden is the fourth U.S. president to confront challenges in Afghanistan and insisted he wouldn't hand America's longest war to his successor. So anyway, I don't feel like going any further on this particular story. Let's talk to Ron Paul, or not talk to Ron Paul, but get Ron Paul's opinion here in an opinion piece written over at Mises.org, posted just a few hours ago. Ron Paul, headline, "Kabul has fallen, but don't blame Biden." This weekend, the U.S. experienced another Saigon moment, this time in Afghanistan. After a 20-year war that drained trillions from Americans' pockets, the capital of Afghanistan fell without a fight. The corrupt Potemkin
regime... Which is good. I mean, if it was going to fall, at least there was no bloodshed.
The corrupt Potemkin... Well, that doesn't mean there won't be bloodshed after the fact.
True.
It is the Taliban, after all. The corrupt Potemkin regime the U.S. had been propping up for two decades, and the Afghan military that had spent that the U.S. had spent billions training melted away. In fact, there's a story saying that Russia is saying that the president, the quote-unquote president, the U.S.-installed president of Afghanistan, ran out of there with a helicopter full of cash and four cars.
Left all his guns for some reason. They're worth a lot of money.
Did he really?
I'm just saying, why did they leave all their guns? Doesn't make sense.
I suspect he took some guns with him. As many as he could fit on the helicopter.
It's surprising that the Afghan military didn't try to take over these Black Hawks before the Taliban did.
If they were as poorly trained as some are suggesting that they were, they probably didn't know what they were doing.
But see, that's kind of the issue, isn't it? That the Afghan army was trained, supposedly, by the American military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the Taliban...
routed them.
...is better trained.
Yeah.
Almost like the Taliban is inspired by passion, rightly or wrongly,
yes.
And the Afghan government and its military were just sort of blasé about the entire thing.
Getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
The rush is on now to find somebody to blame for the chaos in Afghanistan. Many of the so-called experts doing the finger-pointing are the ones most to blame. Politicians and pundits who played cheerleader for this war for two decades are now rushing to blame Biden for finally getting the U.S. out. Where were they when succeeding presidents continued to add troops and expand the mission in Afghanistan? The U.S. war on Afghanistan was not lost yesterday in Kabul. It was lost the moment it shifted from a limited mission to apprehend those who planned the attack on 9/11 to an exercise in regime change and nation building. Immediately after the 9/11 attacks, I proposed that we issue letters of mark and reprisal to bring those responsible to justice. But such a limited and targeted response to the attack was ridiculed at the time. How could the U.S. war machine and all its allied profiteers...
Well, let's be clear. The people who were responsible for September 11, 2001 were already dead at that point.
Sure, but there might have been people who funded them or asked them to do it or trained them or somehow put them up to it, you know, maybe threatened them. Right, so there could have been some other people behind the scenes. But as he says here, how could the U.S. war machine and all its allied profiteers, meaning the military-industrial complex, make their billions if we didn't put on a massive war? So who's to blame for the scenes from Afghanistan this weekend? There's plenty to go around. Congress has kicked the can down the road for 20 years, continuing to fund the Afghan war long after they understood there was no point to the U.S. occupation.
Well, it wasn't their money. What do they care?
There were some efforts by some members to end the war, but most on a bipartisan basis just went along to get along. The generals and other high-ranking military officers lied to their commander-in-chief and to the American people for years about progress in Afghanistan. And that's the story the Washington Post has about how there were so many lies when it came to
what was going on. They were lying to the president of the United States, or who?
They were lying to everybody that would listen to them.
They said they were lying to their commander-in-chief.
Yeah, that's right. The same is true for the U.S. And you know what? They're not going to be punished for it either.
Of course not.
Guarantee you. The same is true for the U.S. intelligence agencies. Unless there's a major purge of those who lied and misled, we can count on these disasters to continue until the last U.S. dollar goes up in smoke.
Why would anyone still listen to the government intelligence agencies after Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction that they promised us were totally, definitely, for sure there?
And lied about.
Yes, and provably, demonstrably, had lied about.
Also, the CIA, I think in 2018, was making all these lies up about a attack that was going to happen in Syria, and that's why we needed to, like, go into Syria, and Russia outed it as a CIA psyops, like, days before it could be done, and then it never happened.
Well, the CIA, of course, could have been behind it if it actually did happen.
No, that's what it was. It was the CIA was going to be behind this attack.
But the attack
Russia,
never went forward.
Yeah, because Russia outed them.
The military-industrial complex spent 20 years on the gravy train with the Afghanistan war. They built missiles, tanks, aircraft, and helicopters. They hired armies of lobbyists and think tank writers to continue the lie that was making them rich. They wrapped their graft up in the American flag, but they're the opposite of patriots. The mainstream media has uncritically repeated the propaganda of the military and political leaders about Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and all the other pointless U.S. interventions. Just like how they're repeating everything the CDC says about COVID-19. Weird.
It's almost like we can't trust them because they're just mouthpieces of the federal government.
That's just an aside. Going back to Ron, he says many of these outlets are owned by the defense industry connected companies. Or by defense industry connected companies, the corruption is deep. American citizens must also share some blame until more Americans rise up and demand a pro-America, non-interventionist foreign policy. They will continue to get fleeced by war profiteers.
I agree with the non-interventionism, but I don't think it's even a good idea to be pro-America.
Well, he's Ron Paul. I mean, he can't be seen as, you know, being against America. There's a huge amount of Republicans that won't even listen to him.
True.
Finally, he says, political control in Afghanistan has returned to the people who fought against those they viewed as occupiers and for what they viewed as their homeland. That's the real lesson, but don't expect it to be understood in Washington. War is too profitable, and political leaders are too cowardly to go against the tide. But the lesson is clear for anyone wishing to see it. The U.S. global military empire is a grave threat to the United States and its future. Ron Paul, over at Mises.org.
Very well said. I'm interested to hear what he said. You know, I want to hear speeches of Ron Paul back in 2001 talking about how absurd this nonsense was.
I think you're going to be working on that for tomorrow night's show, right?
I plan to be.
All right, cool. So if you want to join us here, you can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We'll check in with what's going on in Down Under with their crazy COVID crackdown that could be coming to a city near you.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-9999.
7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here, if you want to join in, 603-283-6160. Whether you want to weigh in on Afghanistan, as Ron Paul has done. And, you know, to his credit, he didn't go, yeah. You know, he's very diplomatic in the way that he explains that, hey, you know, I said this before. This was a bad idea. That is to say, going to Afghanistan and staying there in the first place was a bad idea. Leaving sooner rather than later would have been a good idea. But no, it took them 20 years. Literally an entire generation.
Yeah, the only good thing would have been to never invade Afghanistan at all.
Correct.
But short of that, leaving earlier would have been better, because this same result would have happened if the U.S. had invaded and then left the next day.
And for all of the things that they said, all of the lies that they told, all of the people who not only died, but because medical technology is so much better now than it was during, say, Vietnam, a lot of people who otherwise would have died if they'd, say, gotten hit by an IED, an improvised explosive device, in Vietnam, you know, weren't able to get to the help that they needed, or the technology wasn't there to, you know, save them. Those guys are alive today, and they get to relive those explosions over and over again for the rest of their lives, thanks to that experience. And all of it, all of that death and destruction, all of the PTSD, all of the nightmares, all of the suicides, all of the abused and broken families.
Not to mention the homelessness that is prevalent among veterans.
All of that. For nothing.
Yeah, and if you think we're exaggerating when we say nothing, we actually had on last night an article, a pro-America, pro-war article, where they listed out benefits to the Afghan people as a result of the U.S. government's invasion, and there were two.
Wow.
And they were so minor that no one would think anything about it. Like, the infant mortality rate fell by 50%. That's great.
Oh, okay.
And female literacy increased by 37%, which is also great. Worth 20 years of war?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Trillions of dollars? No, you could have taken, if you wanted to, which, again, I'm against governments doing anything at all or existing, but if you had trillions of dollars to spend, you know, let's say you took $1 billion and you went over there and gave, educational books or...
Did anyone try bribing the Taliban? Hey, how about, look, if you will let your women read...
Right.
We'll give you
money.
$30 billion.
Yeah, here, have some helicopters.
The United States doesn't care if women read.
No, they don't.
No, they cared about, you know, funding Lockheed Martin and Halliburton and all of these other defense contractors.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Dave is on the line. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Dave.
Folks, just stop me if you guys have talked about this before, but have you been following the Manchester Police qualified immunity scandal?
Oh, yeah. They put on their Facebook, one of the benefits if you apply for your job here, for this job here, is that you'll get qualified immunity. Then they had to apologize. I think me and Chris and Captain covered that.
Yeah, they're literally looking for psychopaths.
I assumed it was fake when I saw it.
No, it was real. They're letting a bunch of nut jobs know that, hey, you can work here and abuse people and get away with it.
In fact,
actually a perk.
It was the only perk they listed in that post. They said, including qualified immunity.
You're allowed to abuse your girlfriend, and no one will care. It's the only place you can do, only job that lets you do that. So I have a couple things to add to it, I guess. So I have the exact quote from the post. It said, quote, the department offers many opportunities to advance and additional unique benefits, including qualified immunity, unquote.
Unique.
The police chief, his quote later was, he said, quote, this post was not the place to mention qualified immunity, unquote.
Right, yeah, so he's not against telling his recruits all about it.
Just not in this place.
He's just saying, oops, we shouldn't have put it out in public. What were we thinking?
All the more reason for Manchester or New Hampshire in general to end the fiasco that is qualified immunity that allows police to do things that are blatantly illegal and that we would get charged for without first being charged or without even being subject to penalties or fines or lawsuits as a result of their actions.
Is anyone actually proposing to do that? Is there like a bill? Is there legislation that's going to go in to actually withdraw qualified immunity?
I hope that question is for Dave, because I have no idea.
I'm asking the universe. Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do know something else, and the person who seemed to be calling him out, I don't know if this guy made the difference by himself, but it was Libertarian Party congressional candidate Justin O'Donnell. That was the person I saw most prominently calling him out. I don't know if he made all the difference or not, but it could have been something he just kind of got unnoticed or went past, but instead it turned into a scandal, and that's what we can do to them. We can make scandals.
Nice. What else, Dave?
I do have another news item, if you want it, about a lady who's standing up to the mask mandates in Exeter.
Tell me about it.
Although she was, I don't know. If
Hold on, they still have a mask mandate in Exeter?
Exeter is masked, isn't it?
No.
This happened, the arrest happened in May, and I guess we missed it. But did you hear about this Plastow? It was Plastow, I think, in Timberlane School District. They arrested a lady for trying to attend the gigantic room meeting without a mask.
No, I didn't hear about that.
So she has been in court recently, but yeah, she was... this is a Union Leader article, and she was, there's a picture of her being arrested in the room, and it's an auditorium. It's not something where you could possibly be within six people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, this is the older lady, right?
She looks about my age, so she's middle-aged and nicely dressed lady. Her name is Kathleen Bossy. And she has most recently asked for an indemnity. She has asked the judge, she's demanding an indemnification agreement to be signed by the judge so that if she has to go into court with a mask on, that he'll pay her health problems if she has any health problems as a result of having a mask on.
Wow. Fascinating.
Although I shouldn't say he. I mean, she may be saying the state will pay. I don't know if she's specifying him. But
is she representing herself in court, or does she have an attorney?
I don't know. I just pulled this up because I thought you might have already talked about the...
Yeah, it's an interesting story. Yeah. Dave, let's talk about what's going on with the New Hampshire independence push here, where there's some state reps that are interested in putting forth a bill. Now, the bill hasn't been written yet. It hasn't been put forward. This is all going to happen.
No, but some drafts have.
It's got to happen in the next 4 weeks, basically, or less. 3 weeks, maybe. So time is of the essence.
The main important thing right now is that we're having trouble with the constitutional amendment wording, and we need more eyes on this. So if someone could come by forum.shiresociety.com and look at some of our proposed wording, I'll try and post the most recent proposals. But I'm at my wit's end in terms of changing this thing. I don't know what to add or take away.
Well, what we're really waiting for at this point is for the state reps to weigh in, because of the group of people that have eyes on this particular proposal, it's basically gone around. Me, Aria, you, and a couple other folks have weighed in on this, but we are not the people who will be submitting this. So ultimately, if the guys who are the state reps are like, we don't support that, you know, phrasing, then it's going to be out the window. So the question is, what are they thinking about it? And we're going to find out more because there's a meeting scheduled for tomorrow. Now, what I thought was interesting was you actually got, there was a couple recordings of this meeting. You got one of the recordings, the first meeting that we had last week about this with the state reps, and you put it out there on some video hosting platform, right?
Yes, we put out a question to both of the state reps the day before. Are you okay with recording and broadcasting this? And there was misunderstanding. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is tomorrow's call going to be broadcast to the public? Now, obviously, they wouldn't be able to join the call itself, but... will it be viewable to the public live?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. That's a good question. We'll have to talk to the people that are planning on being on the call. But this one, the first call, the video of it, is available. Dave, is the easiest way to go to the Granite Grok site and see it there? Is that probably the easiest way people can check this out?
You can find it on Granite Grok. Or, again, I would say just go to forum.shiresociety.com.
Oh, you put it there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Do you think that we should make a sub-forum there for specifically for NHExit?
I don't know. If you want to, the main thing I would say is we should not be starting a whole new forum. We should
I agree with you. I think that
I've requested permission to use Shire Society Forum, so...
Oh, you did? Okay, great. Yeah, we'll see what they say. Your handler, you mean you talked to your federal handler about
my leash holder.
So I thought it was interesting because on the Granite Grok story, Granite Grok is a blog, actually, that is pretty right-leaning but kind of has a libertarian bend to it on occasion, not all the time.
It's very New Hampshire-y, really.
Yeah, and, they're sometimes, a lot of times, actually, they're more popular than Freekeen, but Freekeen's like one of their competitors, I guess, as far as the blogosphere goes. And but it's a friendly competition. You know, we share links sometimes, and we share news with each other. So I like the guys over there, even though I don't always agree with them.
They were very big fans of me last year.
But what they did was they posted your video, Dave, after you tipped them off that it existed. They made a post about it.
They did.
And the comments are all positive. Now, to be fair, there aren't many of them, but of the comments that are posted there, the several comments, every single one of them positive towards the idea of New Hampshire independence. So a little bit of a little testing the water there, and I think this is going to be bigger than some of the critics.
I think so as well.
Dave, thanks for the heads up. Hopefully we're going to see a new website, because there's already the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence at nhindependence.org. Dave, you've got nhexit.com. I think it goes to a Facebook group for right now, though, so there's something new coming up. We'll let you know when that's available. More coming up.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandments pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.